Well, it won't be long, and North Central Kansas producers and farm families will be busy with the 2021 fall harvest. However, if you haven't noticed, we have been invaded by worms, not only in crop fields and pastures, but in lawns too. Stay tuned, and I will share with you some guidelines and tips on identification and if any treatments need to be applied. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Fall is a busy time of the year for farm families with wheat drilling and fall harvest. As I mentioned, we have been invaded by an unusual high population of worms. According to our K-State Research and Extension entomologist, Dr. Jeff Whitworth, 2021 might be called the Year of the Worm. The first thing to do is to determine which worm is present. Proper identification is important because they have different feeding and overwintering patterns. Since early summer through now, a combination of true armyworms and fall armyworms have been causing serious concern and damage in cover crops, pastures, and waterways, along with alfalfa fields throughout about the eastern two-thirds of the state. The first question many have asked is, if there are so many worms now, why didn't I see hundreds of moths all summer? Well, that is a great question. The moths of these two species are more nocturnal, so are much more active at night with laying eggs and flying. The true armyworms and the fall armyworms can look very similar in coloring, such as green to tan to even dark brown. If either of the worms are relatively small, let's say a quarter to a half an inch, they will probably feed for about another 7 to 10 days and then pupate or stop feeding. If they are relatively large, about 3/4 of an inch to up to an inch and a quarter, then they are probably about done and will pupate in the next 3 to 7 days. So the size of the worms will determine if any treatment is necessary. However, in alfalfa fields, if the crop is ready to cut, that is a preferred action, especially if the worms are an inch or more in length. They both do not overwinter in Kansas and will be heading south into Texas as soon as they turn into the moths. The true armyworms infest primarily grasses such as sorghum, corn, brown pastures, lawns, and often this time of year wheat, but occasionally alfalfa. So if armyworms are the problem, they could be around through another generation, just depending on the weather. Fall armyworms have a very identifiable inverted Y on the head and usually arrive in Kansas in July, where it lays eggs on corn, sorghum, alfalfa, and other summer crops. Another characteristic is the window pane injury on the plants from the fall armyworm. Several generations occur and may continue into September and even sometimes into October, depending on the weather, so putting early planted wheat at the greatest risk. Early planted wheat fields should be inspected frequently during the first few weeks following emergence. As with their name, armyworms tend to start on one side of the field and move in a group across the field like an army, so you may find that pattern in your field. Fall armyworms have a little wider host range, which includes alfalfa, soybeans, corn, sorghum, or wheat. If you have more questions on the true armyworm or the fall armyworm, give me a call at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day and a safe harvest.